Hello.
Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. Do you or the neighbor of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, and who are you collecting this information for?
Yes, we're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm.
Private market.
Okay, to continue with the survey, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to be voting.
Thank you. What is your age?
77.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Economic issues like taxes and government spending, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, affordability issues like inflation, insurance and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights?
All of them.
Okay. If you have to choose just one of these options, which one would you consider the most important to?
Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
I guess I would have to go with cleaning the swamp.
Thank you very much. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kerry Baker.
Not familiar with her.
Thank you. Keith Farner.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
Not familiar.
Thank you. David Jordan.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis is outstanding.
Okay, so would that be a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
favorable.
Unfavorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. Thank you. That favorable would be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Adi Owens.
Not familiar enough.
Thank you. Mark Jordan.
Mark Jordan, not familiar enough.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Anthony Sabatini.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kit Farner, Mike Levine, Nat Cobb, or Addy Owens?
Undecided.
Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Kit Farner, Mike Levine, Nat Cobb, or Addy Owens?
I'm not leaning towards any of them yet because I haven't researched them.
Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
So how do you
these two statements, yes, from these two, the first and the second statement, which comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second statement?
We need to get things cleaned up.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November, or while I strongly dislike Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I'm somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. With these three statements, which one comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden?
What was the one about Trump right after you started?
The three options to you, I am voting for, first option is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Second option is, well, I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the third option, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
I'll go with the second option.
The second option?
Yes.
Okay. Here. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? First one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just failed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or this is the second option. This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the Pampers at Fraser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. From these two options, which one comes closer to your opinion?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida, the State House? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So, would you vote for a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'd lean towards somewhat likely, but I really don't know enough to be able to know for sure what I would do, because I don't have all the information.
Okay. And would you vote for a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
No.
Thank you. So that would be somewhat less likely to vote for a candidate like that, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Would you vote for a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community? Would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants? For a candidate like that? Sorry?
Oh, for a candidate like that?
Correct. For a candidate like that, would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate, would you vote for a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I didn't understand the first sentence you made.
Oh, let me read it back to you. No worries. Let me read it back to you. No worries. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress. Would it be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for a candidate like that?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased? Would it be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for a candidate like that?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis and his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat
likely.
Less likely. Thank you.
Much less likely.
A candidate. Thank you. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Much more likely, what more likely, somewhat less, much less,
somewhat more likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked for a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Thank you. Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Thank you. Would that be a strongly or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly.
Would that be strongly? Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sorry?
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your participation. I really do appreciate your time and your opinion. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.